Hi, I'm glad you called right now. Do you really know how important you are?
That's right. You say, who, me?
Yes, the one holding this receiver right at this moment.
It's true, I don't know who you are or where you are.
But this I do know, you are a very important person. And I've spoken to many groups, all age groups, and the thing that is needed so much is a person being aware of their importance, because you are needed, even though you're going through a rough time. You take, for example, would you look over to the right? Do you see that wall? You see the wall right over there? Well, of course, if you're using a cell phone driving your car, you can't. But if you are in a stationary place, there obviously is a wall somewhere in your vision. What do you think is holding it up? Did you think nails?
Yep.
There has to be a nail somewhere in that construction. And in a children's sermon years ago, I showed the boys and girls a collection of nails. They were different in size, shape, even length. I explained that nails have a very special job to do. For example, a nail would be used to hold up a picture, or nails would be used to hold up a sheetrock to a tuba for. And if nails could say talk, they would probably say, hey, you know, I'm not of much importance. I'm not of much account, but are they ever wrong? Nails are most important, and they are necessary. And there's some things, and there's some people who are dependent upon you, whether you realize it or not. And so that means you have to be faithful. There's an old song, it goes, I think the words are something like this, showing the importance of a nail in a horse's shoe. For the want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the rider was lost. For want of a rider, the battle was lost. For want of a battle, a kingdom was lost. And all for the want of a nail. In a building with many rooms, there may be some large objects in the rooms that attract one's attention, but there are hundreds and hundreds of nails required in the building of those rooms. And so, my friend, God needs many nail Christians, and without them this world could not be held up or together any more than a building could be held up without nails. The scripture tells us that Jesus is a nail in a sure place. Isaiah 22:23. And you can be a nail in your relationship with another. You can hold things together. Even during a difficult time through which you may be traveling right now in your life, you are very important to God. You're a special person in a special place, and it may be unknown, but it is a very important situation that you're in. God can use you, so my encouragement is, don't be a bent or a lost nail, but available to be used. And my prayer for you, my friend, would be, Lord, as a nail in a sure place, may this one holding the receiver lift up the head of their nail and echo in their ears now and then, even when asleep, their worth and their value, how important this one is and precious in Jesus' sight. Amen. Well, thank you for calling, my friend, and following the signal. You can talk to me if you like. Goodbye.